happen over here?
These arms.
These arms.
These arms want to hold you.
Hold you again. Me and Miss Next City, yo. You know we got this love thing going on. You know I'm missing you when I'm up on the road. The only one thinking about. Can't wait till I get home to see you, girl. Number love.
Oh, Took my hand and we started crying. Let's not talk of the memories we'd rather deny, but we'll carry them with us and we'll never lie. Oh, love, write it in the sky. Oh, love, write it in the sky. No wishes.
CKUW 95.9 FM. Please continue to do so. Thank you.
Well, I'm lying on my back on a cold steel rack in the Memphis jail. Ain't it a shame the police got my name? Yeah, I stole a car in Nashville and I drove it on down the line. I don't know what made me go do such a terrible crime, but I'd been sipping on a dollar bottle of Golden Harvest Rose Grape wine, and all that low-grade alcohol must have rearranged my mind. I'm just lying on my back on a cold steel rack in the Memphis jail. Ain't it a shame the police got my name? Yes, I drove that stolen Chevrolet on down the interstate road,
So fast I burned the engine up, made the radiator explode. And then I just left it there and grabbed my gear, started thumbing my way. I was clear on down to Memphis town, town the police captured me. Now I'm just lying on my back on a cold steel rack in the Memphis jail. Ain't it a shame the police got my name? Yeah, but they don't know I stole that car. They don't know who I am. They picked me up just cause I was drunk and couldn't hardly stand. Stumbling around in Memphis town, so they threw me in the Memphis can. But it serves me right. In fact, I got off light considering how bad I am. I'm just lying on my back on a cold steel rag in the Memphis jail. Shame the police got my name.
upside down, there's nowhere he'll fall. He'll wait till you're tired, he'll wait till you're dead, but it's all in your head. Get out of your
came home, my girlfriend had one of her girlfriends over at the house. They'd been drinking red wine, and I walked in the door, and they had just switched to tequila. I jumped right in. We were chasing it with pickle juice, and it was a crazy, wild scene. One of the girls said, we should play that game Twister, that board game from the 70s. They say it's responsible for almost 85% of the divorces of my parents' generation. So not wanting to let an opportunity slide, I ran over to my record collection, and I started pulling record covers out and taping them to the living room floor. And I had strategically placed Earth, Wind, and Fire diagonally across from Bobby Bear, and up in the top left corner, just to keep it classy, I put a Gordon Lightfoot record. Turned the whole affair into a country song called Twister. Let's play Twister. You show me how. Use all that P-jackets that work fine for right now. Spin that bottle, twist it in. Beginner's luck, you know, out and again. My right hand red, left foot blue. I got myself all tangled up in you. Here comes the sun and it's hollow now. Let's play Twister, you show me how. I don't want to be right. The turntable turns and I'm lost in her hair. I'm caught somewhere between Earth, Wind, and Fire. Bobby Bear, my right hand red, my left foot blue. Now I got myself all tangled up in you. Here comes the sun and it's all over now. Let's play Twister.
Why? children are born artists. The problem is to remain an artist as we grow up. I believe this passionately, that we don't grow into creativity, we grow out of it. Or rather, we get educated out of it. Our education system has mined our minds in the way that we strip mine the earth for a particular commodity. And for the future, it won't serve us. We have to rethink the fundamental principles on which we're educating our children. And the only way we'll do it is by seeing our creative capacities for the richness they are and seeing our children for the hope that they are. And our task is to educate their whole being so they can face this future, one in which we start to reconstitute our conception of the richness of human capacity.
See?